It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I'm so excited that you're tuning in today. Mrs. Pageantry, pageants for married women, is by far and away the fastest growing segment of pageant competition. Women who have competed when they're younger and then took time off to pursue careers or grow families are back with a vengeance in Mrs. Pageantry, or contestants who always wanted to compete as a teen or a miss but never had the chance, and now they've got the chance to compete as a misses are absolutely jumping right in. And today I'm talking with the fabulous, none other than Aquila Vang, Mrs. United States, one of the most impressive and wonderful women competing in pageantry. And then I'm going to be talking with Tiffany Love, her second runner-up at Mrs. United States, as well as Lacey Pruitt, who was fourth runner-up at United States. But before we jump into all that fabulous Mrs. Pageantry, I want to remind you that my pageant practice interview system is new. It's out. And everyone is getting one to help them prep for the next pageant. You know, I knew that first-time contestants were going to want to snap up, but what's totally surprised me and caught me off guard is that seriously experienced contestants are getting in on it, too, and they're telling me they cannot believe how easy it is to improve their interview on their own at home. And the best part is that only $27, it's less than your manicure. What could be better than that? I just don't even know. So check out my interview practice system by clicking on the interview practice system graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page or by going to mypageantquestions.com. You really can work my system at home on your own to make sure you can answer any question. Well, my fabulous first guest was crowned Mrs. United States 2012 this last summer, and she's absolutely ecstatic to represent the married women of our country. A mother of four, Army spouse, and seriously busy registered nurse, Mrs. Vang is passionate about making a positive impact on others' lives. Her full name is Aquila Vang, but those who know and love her call her Q. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, Q.
Hi, Valerie. Thank you for having me.
Now, it's great to have you here. You actually just got off of a shift and got especially for the interview.
And
we're so appreciative. Now, for those of you who don't know you, they don't really know what your pageant story is, which is really kind of remarkable. Can you tell us a little bit about what prompted you to enter your first state, Mrs. United States pageant?
Well, I've always wanted to compete. I'm one of those women who watched Miss USA as a teen or Miss Teen USA and always thought, wow, it'd be really great to walk across that stage. But life happened for me pretty fast, and I had children and had a family and military life and moving around the country. So it was just something that got put on the back burner. And after getting my education and settling down and, you know, helping my children grow, I saw the national Mrs. pageant on television, and I thought, wow, I don't have to have a bucket list that never gets checked off. It's something that I can actually do. So I started studying pageants and going and watching Miss Teen USAs and Miss USAs and decided to start mentoring other girls and just in life. And I figured if I'm going to help these young women, I might as well go ahead and live out my dream and do it as well. So I decided to enter a state pageant, and I just so happened to win the first one I did.
So were you surprised at how fun the state pageants are? Because, I mean, yes, there is absolutely an aspect of competition, and there's certainly a little bit of stress and anxiety and excitement as you're getting ready to compete. But it's really kind of a fun weekend, isn't it?
It is really a fun weekend, and surprisingly, it wasn't as stressful as I thought it was going to be. I wasn't nearly as worried about the other competitors and what everyone was doing. I was just in the moment, living the moment, enjoying the company, not only of the pageant staff, but of my competition as well.
Now, you had done your research and checked out, you know, the Miss pageants and kind of watched some of those. What actual prep did you do to prepare for swimsuit interview and evening gown?
Well, first and foremost, I got in the gym. As a mother of four, that was one of the one things that, you know, I needed to do. It's not necessarily about looking good in a two-piece swimsuit, because I wore a one-piece swimsuit for both my state and my national competitions, but just to be healthy, as well as interview coaching, reading up on some things and keeping up with current events. And, of course, wardrobe selection, the best part.
Yeah, and I have to say, you really excel at wardrobe selection. And for those of you who have a chance to check out her appearance photos, you totally have to click in and watch, because the wardrobe is really fun. And it is really, and that's one thing that I really love that you brought up about swimsuit. You don't have to wear a skimpy dimpy bikini to impress the judges.
No, absolutely
not. No, it's all about health and healthy living. You know, just like nobody's going to vote for someone who, you know, is so overweight that they look like they're a walking heart health issue. We've all met those people. But neither do they want someone who's so slender and so emaciated that we worry they have an eating disorder either. It's really about radiating that health, because it's a busy job being a state or national title holder, isn't it? And you've got to be physically fit.
It is. Absolutely. It can be exhausting going from not just city to city, but as a national title holder, from state to state. One weekend I did 4 states in 2 days. Not that I had to, but it was by choice, and the charities that I'm working with had events for me to do, and my family was understanding and able, and I was able to do it. So had I not been healthy or continued to maintain a healthy lifestyle after winning, I don't think I would be able to sit here and talk to you today.
Right, exactly. How did your family respond to the fact that one minute you were mommy and the next minute you were a Mrs. title holder?
Well, for the younger ones, I'm still mommy. Every now and again, the crown comes out of the box at home, and my little girl always says, I want one of those. And for the older one, he enjoys the perks. He wants to go to big cities and go to appearances to be seen by, as a teenager, wants to be seen by the young ladies as well. So I'm always mommy first to them, and Mrs. United States is kind of just something that happened to them, but not really at the forefront for them. I'm always mommy.
So you found yourself as a state title holder for the very first time in your very first Mrs. pageant, getting ready for what is an extremely well-known title, very competitive and prestigious pageant. How did you approach your preparation for the national pageant?
Well, my state directors, Van Brose, were very, very ample and very, very helpful in providing lots of training, including Valerie, you, for interview as well as wardrobe. As soon as I won, I started asking questions. What can I do to make myself better? Did you get feedback from the judges? What did the judges say that I could make my interview better, my physique better, down to walking? And I watched a video of myself fist pumping on stage, just trying to fine-tune all the things that I was unaware of. It's always good to have an outside opinion and be welcome to those opinions, whether it's an interview coach or a walking coach or just your directors or even family and friends that have seen you compete. Being open to changing those things is the key to being successful at a national competition.
I totally agree. I think that evaluating what you did at the state level, so many people make the mistake thinking, I won at the state, and you could have easily thought, I won in my first time, I must be a natural at this, and not been open to feedback. You know, you obviously kept improving and seeking out feedback. How did you balance? I know sometimes people get almost too much feedback. It seems like everyone thinks they're a pageant coach, or everyone has an opinion. If you've seen a pageant on TV once, it seems like you have an opinion. How did you know which people to listen to and which people to just kind of smile and say thank you to?
Well, first and foremost, you always say thank you to anyone that's trying to help you better yourself, whether it be in pageantry and or life. But it's kind of hard to decipher sometimes as to which advice to take and which advice not to. It's a good thing to have a solid foundation, and I did have that in my directors, and I always turn to them when I did have questions. If you don't have a director, geez, this is a tough question. If you don't have a director, take it all in stride and know that the feedback that you got prior to seeking out that help, always defer back to that.
I think that's great advice. It's really going back to the foundation and knowing who you are and what you're all about, and then how to build on that, not how to erase that and start over, right? Because
exactly.
Sometimes that's what people we're saying change this completely, change that completely, but it's how to acknowledge what was working, but how to build on it instead of just starting from scratch.
You wanted yourself, and they picked you for a reason. I don't believe in changing yourself, only modifying, tweaking things, but still exuding and shining who you are.
So if there is a Mrs. Contestant out there right now who's thinking about entering her very first Mrs. Pageant, whether that's at a local or state level, not the national level, just the local or state level, what would be two pieces of advice you would give her about being successful at a pageant her first time?
I would say seek out a pageant coach, seek out some literature, or seek out someone that has knowledge and history and foundation in the pageantry world, and really tune into that and use that. Second, have fun. Don't go into it thinking this is my only shot, the only time I'll ever get to experience in this, and I have to win, otherwise I'm not successful. You'll find going into pageantry and competing for your first and even your second and third times that you develop a lot of friendships and close relationships that you'll keep forever. So it's not just about winning the title. It's about an experience and learning and taking so much from it.
Well, before we go on to the advice that you would have for people getting ready for their national pageant, we actually have a caller on the line who wants to call in and say hello. I believe we have John Vanetta from Van Bros. Is that you, John?
It's me.
So tell us a little bit about how John helped you prepare for the pageant.
John makes himself available to his title holders without a shadow of a doubt that he's there for us. If you need me, I'm here. We're in this together. We're in this to win it. And he divides his time quite well. I don't know how he does it among so many talented women as state title holders and running five states. But being able to turn to him and get that advice, whether it be wardrobe or interview, and him putting together boot camps for us where I had the opportunity to meet you, Valerie, and several other people who work in the pageantry industries for walking and wardrobe, really, truly did help me in my success at Nationals.
Oh, my gosh, John. So you have five states? What are the states?
We do. We have Kansas and Missouri, of course, Q's home state, and we also have Texas, Tennessee, and Illinois.
Oh, my gosh, your staff must be running 24/7.
They stay busy year-round. They sure do.
And one piece of advice to women, real quickly, about what they should do when they're considering entering a pageant. What should they do to help them get that over that hump and jump right in and have a great time?
You know, I think probably the first thing they need to do is just make the decision if it's something they want to do, that they're not going to let anything discourage them. Because it is very easy to get discouraged by several things. The fees can be, you know, substantial sometimes, and there are a wardrobe to put together, and it's easy for a woman to think, oh, I can't do all this. But if you make the commitment and you do it, it all comes together, and there are sponsors to help you with the fees. The wardrobe turns out to be fun. It ends up being the journey that you enjoy and probably learn the most from than the actual pageant anyway. So I just always encourage women to throw their towel in the ring and jump on board for the ride, because it is that journey where they're going to grow and gain so many new skills or perfect skills that they already have as they prepare for the pageant.
I think that's great advice. I think as married women, we're often putting ourselves last or very, very close to last in time and money and energy, whatever. So I think that's great advice, John. Thanks so much for calling in.
Absolutely. You guys have a good chat.
Thank you, John.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Well, Q, let's go back to, okay, so now I've won my state competition. I'm getting ready to go to my very first national. I'm a little nervous. I've never competed at the national level before. What are three quick things that you would say helped you really overcome any nervousness or deal with any of that, you know, oh, my gosh, here I am at the national level? What are three pieces of advice that you would give to women competing at the national level their very first time?
Well, first and foremost, I had the support of my family, which was an absolute blessing. And my sister was able to be there with me my entire time for competition to help me calm my nerves. Second, go in prepared. Go in having your wardrobe set and not having to think about, what am I going to wear on this day? Oh, my God, am I going to wear this evening gown or the next evening gown? And third and foremost is to absolutely have fun. You are going to meet 53 in the Mrs. United States system, 53 dynamic women from across the country and U.S. territories. How many people have that opportunity to meet so many different places, so many different people from so many different places? Enjoy their company and have fun, and the rest falls into place.
Well, you've already done such an amazing job as Mrs. United States. Tell us just a few of the upcoming that you've got planned.
Next week is going to be a busy week. I'm traveling to Little Rock, Arkansas, visiting Children's Hospital as well as Ronald McDonald House. From there, I get to spend time with my sister queen, Mrs. Texas, Lacey, in Dallas for dinner. Then on to Austin, where it all started, where I did stay at the Ronald McDonald House, and my son was treated at Dell's Children's Center in Austin. And then off to Miss Louisiana and Team USA in Lafayette. Back home, and then hopefully to a Ronald McDonald House gala in Miami, and then off to Miss Missouri USA, and that is all by the 4th of November.
Oh, my gosh. You are certainly racking up the frequent flyer miles, Q. We wish you the very, very best. You've done an amazing job as Mrs. United States. Thanks so much for being here, Q.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's already time for a quick break, but stay tuned because I'll be right back to talk with Tiffany Love, Mrs. Tennessee United States, second runner-up to Q, to talk about how she used her experience as a pageant contestant to enter the entertainment world and get booked on TV. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Are you looking for couture jewelry to create your winning look? Internationally known pageant jewelry designer Stephanie Summers has been creating crowning looks for elite contestants across all the major pageant systems for over a decade. Whether you select a custom piece of jewelry handcrafted to match your wardrobe exactly, or you wear something special from Stephanie's new affordably priced trifles collection, you'll stand out as a contestant who's ready to wear the crown. Why spend all that money on a great gown and then wear run-of-the-mill jewelry? Visit www.stephaniesummers.com today and let her create the jewelry of your dreams.
Get a headshot that establishes you as a serious contender for the crown. Studio D Imaging does more than just snap a photo. They actually help you create your iconic look by understanding the preferred look of your pageant and helping you to express your photogenic potential. They've created winning looks for contestants competing in all the major pageant systems, and they'll create a winning look for you too. Just visit them on Facebook by searching for Studio D Imaging or visit their website at studiodimaging.com. Contact them today and let Studio D Imaging create your perfect headshot.
Are you worried about challenging current events questions that always seem to pop up during your interview? Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I'm here with a solution to your current events nightmare. Almost everyone feels overwhelmed by the time it takes to keep up on current events and absolutely worries about how to handle controversial questions. But I've solved that problem for you with my weekly current events update. You'll get an email each week summarizing the top stories, plus you'll get sample questions to practice at home. So check it out at pageantcurrentevents.com. Get started today and get ready to rock those current event questions for a top interview score in your next pageant.
Are you a pageant contestant in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, or Oklahoma? If so, Van Brosen Associates can help make your pageant dreams a reality. Van Brosen Associates are the producers of Miss USA and Miss Teen USA state pageants in the five states of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. To find out more, go to vanbros.com and connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/vanbros. Once again, that's vanbros.com. VanBros.com. Are you ready to be Miss USA?
Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look.